With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. House Speaker Johnson is feeling that Israel's military has withdrawn its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, but defense officials say troops were merely regrouping as the army prepares to move into Hamas's last stronghold, Rafah. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. position on Rafah's ground defenses has not changed.
We have consistently made clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
Kirby says the U.S. wants to present Rafah alternatives to the Israelis.
We're still looking to have a conversation with the Israelis about Rafah here in coming days, hopefully sometime next week. And the Israelis have assured us that there will be no operations in and around Rafah until we have had a chance to talk to them at greater length about the viable options and alternatives to a major ground up.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Lindsey Graham is holding fast to his push for federal legislation to protect unborn children at 15 weeks.
Despite the fact former President Trump is backing away from a 15-week abortion ban, his close ally, Senator Graham, says he'll still push for 15 weeks, a standard embraced by many European countries. Graham calls 15 weeks the civilized world's position. Graham says at the very least he'll push for mandatory anesthesia for babies aborted after 15 weeks. He told The Hill, quote, "It's common medical practice to administer anesthesia to operate on an unborn child at 15 weeks to save their life." Bob Agnew reported.
At the University of Wisconsin today, President Biden announced new steps to help more than 30 million people pay off college loans. SRN News. Abortion clinics are withering.
There were approximately 380 clinics doing business in the year 1982. Now there are less than 230. The Pew Research Center has been tracking the decline of abortion clinics for decades, and it has been a steady one. In fact, fewer institutions of any kind are performing abortions in the U.S. these days. However, that fact has to be considered in light of the surge in abortions carried out by women at home using drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Indiana Court of Appeals has given a small victory to a group of residents suing the state over its near-total abortion ban. The three-judge panel agrees with plaintiffs who claim the ban violates the state law protecting religious freedom. However, the decision has no immediate effect on the case and may be challenged in the state Supreme Court. The ACLU says some of them consider abortion to be an important part of their religious expression. This is SRN News. Let's take a look at how Wall Street started the week with John Scott.
Stocks drifting to a mixed close after last week's roller coaster ride left them shy of their records. Treasury yields moved higher. The focus on Wall Street has been on interest rates and when the Federal Reserve will lower them. Hot reports on inflation and the economy have forced traders to delay forecasts for when the relief on rates could arrive and raises the pressure on companies to deliver strong profits to justify higher stock prices.
By the numbers, the Dow fell 11 points to 38,892. The NASDAQ gained 5 to 16,253. The S&P 500 shed 2 points to 5,802, while New York oil rose 48 cents to $86.43 a barrel. Another record high for gold, gaining $7.50 to $2,358.50 an ounce. More at srnnews.com.